What's the most
Not from
effective?
Adam Bay, like in yourself.
Sorry, not?
Like in yourself.
Okay, what's the most effective way to combat anger? I said that it happens at three broad levels, at a physical level, at a psychological level, and at a spiritual level. At a spiritual level, if we are not having spiritual awareness, we think that we are meant to be the controllers. Now, this is my plan, this is how this should work, and this is how you should be doing things. So, as long as we think that we are controllers, then when we are not able to control, anger is just a natural response. But with spiritual wisdom, we understand that in the broader scheme of things, we are not controllers, we are cooperators. It is a higher plan in which we are meant to play our part. So, okay, this is what my plan was, this is how I was going to play my part. But, okay, this person did like this, this happened. And now, my plan is no longer working. So, if I understand that I am the cooperator, okay, this is how things are, let me recalibrate and see how I can function now. So that redefinition of ourselves as cooperators, not controllers, that substantially decreases anger. Because anger comes not just because what someone does or what happens. It comes based on how we process what has happened. And how we process what has happened depends on how we conceive ourselves. You know, if somebody shouts at us, you know, we will say, how dare you be so ill-mannered? How dare you shout at me? And that is a natural response. Naturally, if somebody shouts at us, we'll feel hurt. But if that person is someone whom we have a good relationship with, we would not expect them to do such a thing. Somebody is a stranger who is just drunk and they shout at us. They're just lost in their world. I don't care what they say. So the event of shouting is the same. But how we react to somebody yelling at us is depending on how we are processing it. And how we process it depends on how we conceive ourselves in relationship with that person. This person, I expect them to love me, to respect me, to care for me. Why are they doing like this? That upsets me. This person is a stranger in their own world. I don't care much. So basically, at a spiritual level, spirituality helps us to reconceptualize ourselves from being controllers to being cooperators. And the more we do spiritual practices, at both a conscious and a subconscious level, anger will go down. Means consciously, okay, I'm not the controller, let me see what I can do in this situation. We will be able to think like that also, but at a subconscious level itself, we'll find, you know, if you do meditation, if you come in spiritual association regularly, you'll find that in a few months of practice, earlier, this would have driven me, made me mad. But now, it's not affecting me so much. It's not that we don't care. We care, but it's not that we are caught in that thing. You can see a bigger picture. So that's the spiritual level. Then at the psychological level, basically each of us needs at some level to express ourselves. Broadly, we think of emotions in two ways. You know, either we express them or we repress them. But when we have spiritual knowledge, we can open a third option for ourselves. Not expressing or repressing, but processing. Processing means, okay, when I get angry about something, that means I care about it. So what is it exactly I care about? And how can I best deal with it? So, as I said, I used to get angry very much earlier. Now also I get anger. But now because I keep traveling, so most of the time the person whom I get angry with is not in front of me. So that person is often in some other part of the world. So what I do is, I write an email. And then I write a mail. But I have made a policy that if I have written a mail in anger, I will not press the send button for 24 hours. And now, if I don't write it at that time, that anger will burn me. But if I write and send it, the anger will burn that person. So what I do is, I have the intermediate. I express it, but I don't send it. By writing it down, what happens? Whatever is that anger that is there, you know, it doesn't, when thoughts are held inside us, they just congest and choke us. Just get them out. In just writing it down, releases the inner pressure. And then, many times it happens that within those 24 hours, that person only writes and either apologizes or clarifies, and then the situation gets resolved. But sometimes after 24 hours it's not resolved, then I revisit it. Then I'm much, much, much calmer at that time. You know, okay, this is a reasonable point, but I'm expressing it in a very harsh way. Here, I'm making a lot of assumption about that person's motivation. I need more information about this. Okay, this is a valid, sensible point. This is, okay, so like that, I go over the whole thing. And almost never have I sent that mail which was written the first day on the second day without editing. Substantial editing. And when I do this, I find that things move towards the resolution much better. So what is happening is, there is expressing, but in a finite range to myself or to on a computer, I express it. And then there is processing. So when we process our emotions, then we can know what to deal. Sometimes I may decide, oh, this whole issue is not such a big deal. Maybe when I meet him, I'll talk with him. So I don't have to deal with that time. So we work it out, whatever it is. So this is processing which we can do at the subtle level. And in the physical level, all of us have certain triggers, things which make us angry. And we have to learn to be cautious about it. So there are sometimes two people, when they come together, they bring out the best within each other. And that relationship is symbiotic. But some people, they come together and both bring out the worst in each other. You know, you just make me wild. Just being in your presence, talking with you, just makes me angry. So we all may have people like that, with whom when we are, we go wild. Now, they may be doing something to provoke us consciously. They may not be doing it consciously. But just being with them agitates us. So if we know that, then we have to prepare. We can't just rush into meetings with them. If, say, we have had a long day, 10 things we have dealt with and 10 things have gone wrong, and this person becomes the 11th thing. Even if they do a small thing, there will be a big explosion from our side. So when we are aware of our triggers, then we can be cautious. So at a physical level, not giving ourselves the opportunity to express the anger. At physical level, keeping ourselves at a distance from the stimuli that will trigger anger or from the actions that we can do in anger. That helps quite a bit. So, in fact, having things or having objects by which you can express our anger can make things much worse. Now, in America, you may have heard that many of the school shootings. And there was I was in a college in America, I was giving a talk, and suddenly they said, duck under the desk. I said, what happened? So he said, duck under the desk, there's a shooter in the school. And he just all ducked under the desk, and then it went off. They said, this was actually a trial drill. So train people. So there's a great fear of that. And many of these occasions, when these shooters, they just come and randomly kill people. And at the end of it, there are of course different people of different psychologies, but most of them at the end of it kill themselves. Now, why is it that? One is they don't want to be persecuted or whatever, but there was some study done which found that these people, after they kill, they're so horrified. What have I done? Although at that time, under the spell of the anger, they may be very cold-blooded in planning and executing. But after that anger is expressed, what do you do? They're so horrified with themselves that they kill themselves. So the point I'm making is, anger is something which everyone has. But if with an angry person you give a gun, then it makes things much worse. So if we could minimize our access to the exposure to the triggers of our anger, or minimize our access to the channels by which we express our anger, then that will decrease the consequences of the anger. So that's how at the spiritual, psychological and physical level we can deal with anger. Okay. Thank you. So thank you for